Enjoy this sneak peek at one of our Patreon bonus episodes.
All of our bonus content is available for only $1 a month.
Visit patreon.com/spoilersintendedpodcast.
Hello, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Spoilers Intended. We are technically a podcast about series and films. However, not today.
Technically, we are.
We are. Technically, we are.
This podcast isn't about series and films.
But we're not talking about movies or series today. We're going to talk about first-person shooters, something that, if you are a gamer, is prevalent in basically any kind of facet.
It's
near
and dear to our red-blooded American hearts.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't even say that.
I think if we say gamer, we have to say gamer.
Gamer.
Get that Mountain Dew Extreme.
So, I mean, this is going to be more of a similar to like an unscripted than really anything else, because we don't really actually have a big plan going into this.
It's not a tier list.
Yeah, no.
We're not going to like go taste the city
taste
ROM.
The flavor?
I don't know. You know, like, but just no, lick it. See how the label feels after 20 years.
Yeah, we just want to talk about maybe the experience and some of the good, like the ones that we like. Yeah. But I do want to couch it into the decades. So I think that each of us can get two per decade. So the 90s.
What if they're the same? Wait, what about the 80s? What's wrong with the 80s?
Oh, man.
There weren't first-person shooters in the 80s?
Duck Hunt.
That's not a first-person shooter.
Hold on.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a first-person shooter.
No, you can see the hunter, can't you?
No. You see the dog.
The dog.
The dog laughs at you, so you shoot it because it will stop laughing.
That doesn't count.
Wow.
There's like one.
Light gun games are technically first-person shooters.
Sure. They're actually
Area
51, more of a first-person shooter.
It's like the 90s,
Area
like 95.
Area 51's 90s,
yeah.
But yeah, so we each get two.
So we can only have two per decade.
Per decade.
Or per whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
I got to remember when things came out.
What if we overlap?
I have to look some stuff
If it overlaps, then we just find something else.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, can I throw a tiny caveat to that?
Sure.
I would like to talk about what our first experience with a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think that's
Duck
great.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Just because that may not be our. Yeah. Well, actually, now that we've defined it, oh no, it is Duck Hunt.
Now I can still remember. So Christmas Day, when I was like 6 years old, we got an NES.
Yeah.
And my parents had the brilliant idea that it was my dad's, not.
Yeah, so you wouldn't fight over,
And we were at my grandparents', and I remember they got it set up, they got plugged in, they got turned on. I remember my grandfather sitting in this ratty chair right up against the little 13-inch TV screen, CRT, with the little light gun in his hand, drinking his beer with his unlit cigar, right there so he could chew on it, cussing at these ducks, man. Just cussing at these ducks.
So, I legitimately thought light gun was just like magic.
I was!
Oh, yeah.
It was just one of the coolest pieces of technology.
Literally,
it still is.
It's a technology that you cannot do with LCD screens.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And that, to me, when I've, because I had this
bonkers
moment where, like, I was like, where did all the light gun games go? Because I used to play all of them, like Lethal Enforcers. I played that so much on Super Nintendo.
Time Crisis.
Was it Time Crisis on Super Nintendo where they had upgraded light gun?
That was PlayStation.
No.
There was the bigger gun.
Time Crisis.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, you're thinking Super Nintendo. Yes, yes, yes.
The Super Scope. It came with a pack-in game called Battle Clash, and I loved that game because it was mechs fighting, right? And you're in the cockpit, and it was
the Super Scope was so cool.
Oh,
right.
Battle Clash. Oh, man.
I've never been able to go off about this game. So Battle Clash, the story is there's a driver and a gunner, right? As every other mech is one dude, and they're like, it's a handicap because you can't control it. So, like, you have no control over left to right where you're going, but you could shoot and you have a charge up. I loved that game. Universally, not well reviewed. It was reviewed pretty well in my house.
But by 8 year olds, they loved it.
Well, I loved it. Yeah.
So, like,
the Super Scope. I haven't thought about that in decades.
Do you remember the old cartoon with the guy who, like, gets transported into Nintendo World?
And he has,
like,
Captain Inn. And
he had the light gun.
Anyways,
man,
I think for this conversation, we should limit first-person shooters to what we would think of as like first-person shooter.
Yeah, of course.
This is Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
This is GoldenEye.
So my first experience was Wolfenstein 3D. I remember going over to a friend's house, and his granddad had just got like a new computer or something. Knew nothing about computers.
Probably came from Gateway.
Oh, no. This is man, probably pre-Gateway.
I still remember the Gateway store we had down over in off Lorna Road in Hoover.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a local thing.
I remember
I'm sorry,
the commercials.
You get the boxes with the cow prints
on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents had one, had that cow print. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I went over to his granddad's house.
Oh, my God, we're so old.
And he had, like, my friend Charles was like, dude, check this out, right? And he loads up Wolfenstein. And I was like, whoa, what is this even?
You can like mind-breakingly
like,
cool.
It was just like... explode, bloods, guts. It's like three pixels, bro.
And it was so hard. Guts. I remember it being so hard of like, how do you even like, you know? Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing though, is like Doom and Wolfenstein and that kind of stuff, they were so violent for the time.
Doom, right. Doom's whole campaign and Duke Nukem was like edgy.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Duke Nukem is insanity.
So, I had so the, sharp, you'll cut yourself on the packaging, boy.
And this hail to the king, baby. And this is gonna date me right here. Is I had the shareware version of Duke Nukem 3D.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. Yeah. Shareware. I haven't said that word in a long time.
Man, I love shareware. There's a whole other game called Raptor Call of the Shadows, which I had shareware version for years.
So you remember games like it? I guess it's shareware.
Demo CDs.
Yeah. But like you could play. It was not like pirated because that would be far above.
No. It's like up to a point.
You could play the game, and if you had the instruction manual, they would make you like, you know, what's the word on page whatever. Put it in, and you could play the whole game because you own it. You obviously owned it.
Oh, interesting.
And so, like, because I had a B-17 game that was like this, and it's just be like, I don't know, man, cockpit, turret, bullet, 50. There, we're in. All right, let's go.
Wow. You're such a hacker.
Oh, I know, right?
So I actually think that I've talked about this on the podcast before in one of our other bonus episodes a long, long time ago. But my first experience with Dark Forces, Star Wars. Mm. So okay. it was a Doom clone, but it actually was a lot more than a Doom clone at the time because it basically added multiple levels where people could be.
Yeah.
So you could aim up or aim down. And it also
in Doom,
had it.
They could be on multiple levels, but you just aimed the same direction. Yes. It just automatically tracked
correct.
Up.
And this one, so they changed the technology or they improved it to where you could have multiple floors of a level on top of each other.
Mm.
So instead of Doom levels being basically spread out in a basically single direction in any direction that you could go.
Right, yeah.
You could actually have like stairs on top of stuff that doubled back on each other,
yeah.
Which led for really good puzzles.
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of the big like selling points of it, but it was Star Wars.
What year was that?
1995, 96, I think.
Okay. And so we've got Wolfenstein.
I may be wrong. Yeah.
We've got
Dark Forces.
Okay. All right.
What about you? I'll look it up.
Duck Hunt.
I mean, that's a great choice. That's the 80s.
I'm sticking to it. Hogan's Alley.
Stick to my guns. My light guns. No, Descent.
Descent.
Oh, wow.
It was 95.
Right.
Yeah, so Descent was also 95.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you were in like a little.
Yeah, like a.
I don't know what to
spaceship.
Call it. Spaceship. But you were going underground. And so you're going through levels. So it was
tunnels.
Full 3D. You could like rotate back and turn. And you have to shoot your other flying objects or whatever.
I remember playing it on my uncle's computer with a. Flight stick.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You could not play that game without a flight stick because it was true 360. Like you go.
Oh, I thought it was
down.
One of the coolest things to have a joystick when I was playing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the era where it's like, what do you mean you don't have a joystick?
Right.
And you had like all the extra
the
like buttons
Atari
on the side.
Came with a joystick. What do you mean it's 1996? How do you not have a joystick?
But his had like the throttle on the side.
Oh yeah.
You had all the buttons. Like, I just remember playing we didn't have the full version of Descent. I think it was another shareware where we had up until like, I think the third level or something.
Yeah.
Which is so hard.
Granted, at that level, it didn't matter because of that age. You weren't getting past the third level anyways.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The controls weren't good enough. You weren't refined enough yet.
Yeah.
So okay. Obviously we all had PCs around that time. Did either of you guys play Unreal Tournament?
No. So I did not have a PC.
Oh,
I didn't have a PC until like college.
Oh, okay.
Like for me, that's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So most of my computer gaming early was like my uncle had a computer and he had Duke Nukem on there, right?
Gotcha.
And like my friend Charles's granddad had a computer that had Wolfenstein. Mm. I played Doom on, I think the same, the my Prince Charles's granddad's computer. Yeah. We would get this stuff and not tell him we were putting it on his computer. He had no clue how to use the computer. So it was basically ours, but it wasn't in my house.
Yeah. Right.
And
you could fire it up whenever you wanted.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't, I played a lot of, are we already just into our list now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Are we already went around once already, buddy.
Mine, I missed out on Unreal Tournament. But
Tournaments, that is my game. Like that was like what solidified first person shooters for me into like the genre that I like, which is arena shooters, fast paced, just like no holds barred, just, you know,
for
go
me,
nuts.
It was Quake 1 and Quake 2. Quake 2.
Yeah.
I just recently bought the remaster sold and put out on PC. I
heard
played
it's fantastic.
It's supposed to be great. It was like $5 on a Steam sale. I was like, there's no way I'm not buying Quake 2.
Yeah.
Like, I'm losing money if I don't. But so for me, it was Quake 1 and Quake 2. And I remember Quake, it may have been the first one. Mm-hmm. Is one of the first games I ever played online against another person. Maybe it's Quake 2. Maybe the first
one
didn't.
I think you're thinking Quake 2.
I think I'm thinking Quake 2.
Quake 2 and Quake 3 were like massive multiplayer.
But it was the first time I had ever played against anyone. And I didn't have a headset. I had the little built-in microphone, and you could talk to people, right? The little, like a little, you know, on top of, it's like a little wand that is on a little base.
Yep.
And I was playing online, and I was in this room, and I just kept waiting for people to come in, and I'd shoot them. And these people kept saying, he's camping. And I kept going like, what are you talking about? I'd never
camping,
never heard the term, didn't know what they meant. I thought, who's this guy that's camping? Like, I can't, I would wander around the episode looking for a guy who was like, you know, doing something that would resemble camping. I'm going back to my room. I kept going back to that room and just hitting people with the rocket when they came in. And they were just cussing me out at the end of it because I was the camper. And I was like, what are you talking about? What does that even mean? And they're like, you can't just sit in a room like, who says?
It was the first. Sounds like a really good strategy.
Game let me do it. Seems like it's fair. And that was my first brush with like haters on the internet.
Steven.
We're still in the 90s?
We're still in the 90s. Yeah.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I was going to say, one of us has to say GoldenEye.
You can't not get through this and not bring up GoldenEye.
I mean, you know, you had sleepovers with pizza and Mountain Dew fuel or Surge. Yeah. Your parents were cool.
Do the thing where I would run, you know, through a doorway, and I would put a proximity mine on the back of the door.
Oh man,
just dirty.
And then you keep going so that when they would run through the door, boom. Man, I was filthy with those proximity mines.
Back in the day when people would be like, you can't play odd job, you can't play odd job.
I mean, to be fair, he was unbalanced.
He was very short.
But like, I remember I tried to go back and play
GoldenEye. The controls are brutal.
On an N64.
Brutal.
So the remaster that they came out with does give it like modern controls. Mm-hmm. Same thing, the Dark Forces remaster that just came out like a month ago.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently is perfect.
Right.
It's supposed to be fantastic.
I think it might be the same company that did Quake 2.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did Quake 2 and then they did Dark Forces.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, GoldenEye, so it was at Saturn. There's a place here in town that has like some vintage video games.
I'm terrible at it.
And it was
an
N64.
Dude, the controller, like you don't realize, I mean, granted, the controller was already made just incredibly stupid.
How dare you talk about the N64 controller?
The claw! What if we have a third arm that, why is it here? I don't know. You don't use it for anything.
Yeah. Well, like the camera is like, okay, what were we thinking?
But like, how did I aim when I was a kid? I was just like, line them up, knock them down, baby.
Yeah.
Really? So one of my favorite things about the N64 controller. So if you're playing Shadows of the Empire, the Star Wars game that came out with the N64.
I remember that.
Was it Dash Rendar?
Baby.
But so you could get, basically there's a debug code that you could like change to gravity and infinite weapons.
Stompa.
So you have to like set up a whole bunch of stuff. And once you get in game, you have to basically hit like all these buttons in a specific order and then basically push the joystick halfway to the right, halfway to the left, halfway to the right. And you can do that a couple times every time you hear like this little sound. And because the controller is so crazy, you had to like use all your fingers. You had to use all your fingers, and I had to use my chin to move the joystick back and forth.
Your parents come by, what are you doing, Andrew?
I'm cheating.
I'm playing a game. I'm playing it as it was.
You got the joystick
game
in your mouth. That's ridiculous.
But yeah,
he's down there just tonguing that stick.
No.
Hey.
Oh.
That was a preview of one of our Patreon bonus episodes.
If you like what you heard, you can gain access to all of our bonus content for just $1 a month.
Visit patreon.com/spoilersintendedpodcast.